Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You ask Jesus, what was the central message of your life? He would say, I came to bring in, to pronounce, to preach, to put in practice the kingdom of God. But I dare say I could just walk around this place and pull anybody out of the crowd and say, if the kingdom of God is central in the teaching of Jesus, what is the kingdom of God? What is it?
The truth is, you are part of a magnificent kingdom that will never end. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, The Kingdom of God, and digs into Scripture to share proven truths about what your citizenship in God's kingdom means for your life today. That's coming up in just a moment. Before we get to Dr. Young's message, it may seem like we're living in the end times, but as Christians, we don't need to fear the end of the world as we look to the proven truth of God's Word. Dr. Young wants to help you anchor your confidence in God's promises about the future with his five-message series, End Times. It'll encourage you with the certainty of life after death, the beauty of heaven, and the assurance that Jesus will return for his children. We'll send you a copy of End Times as thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, The Kingdom of God.
It's amazing when you stop someone on the street and ask them about the future. It becomes very subjective. My opinion, I think, I hope, I believe, and it sort of moves into squirrelism. Have you noticed that? There's no real confidence. There's no real content. There's nothing to base that good, warm feeling on. It's like the Broadway musical Camelot. There's some idealistic kingdom somewhere back in folklore time where there was a King Arthur around the round table, and he had Guinevere, and he had his knights, and everything was perfect because there was power and there was peace and there was pure relationships in the kingdom. And we know that is a dream. It is not a reality. Perhaps you recall when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, his wife Jacqueline said, talking about the years in the White House and how Kennedy loved the Broadway musical Camelot, she said, never let it be forgot that there was a spot that for one shining moment was called Camelot. The only problem with that, we know that was not Camelot, and there has never been a Camelot. But yet, we go on with this dream, with this idea of some sort of utopia. It's been tried in many, many situations. People start a commune, a community, a cult, and they set all the principles down, and we're going to live on the basis of this. You have some supreme leader usually in charge, making sure everybody toes the line. Isn't it wonderful that we, as members of the family of God, don't have to engage in this kind of speculation, this kind of questioning, this kind of I hope, and maybe, perhaps, I wish? We have the blessed assurance of how this whole thing is going to turn out. You ask Jesus, what was the central message of your life? He would say, I came to bring in, to pronounce, to preach, to put in practice the kingdom of God. But I dare say I could just walk around this place and pull anybody out of the crowd and say, if the kingdom of God is central in the teaching of Jesus, what is the kingdom of God? What is it? Well, for your information, as you read the New Testament, just the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven is mentioned 85 times. And by the way, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God are the same. So I have seen a lot of theologians who said, well, they use the kingdom of heaven in this context and they use the kingdom of God in that context. That's not true. They're interchangeable. You remember the pious Jew would not pronounce the name of God. He was afraid he would take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So he substituted words. The fancy word is circumlocution. In other words, you take the name of God, you dare not pronounce it, so they put heaven in its place. So kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, the same thing in the scripture. Now, what did Jesus say about this kingdom? And we're familiar with the passage. I'll read it to you. It's found in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus, teaching the Sermon on the Mount, he says, for the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. Not only did Jesus come announcing the arrival of the kingdom, but he said, of highest priority. In other words, the thing that should be first in the mind of everyone who is a Jesus follower is the kingdom, is the kingdom, is the kingdom. As we discover how we can be confident that we are in the kingdom, let's pray before we begin our study. Our Heavenly Father, a lot of us are like the people on the street. We get pinned down, or we're asked a question, we sort of stutter and stammer and back up and really do not understand utopia, heaven, your kingdom. Lord, give us insight today. And may every one of us be confident as we leave this place of worship that we are indeed in the kingdom, of the kingdom. Lord, you speak. Let me get out of the way is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Interesting thing. Little bit difficult to understand until you get it. And I don't want anybody to leave here until you and I get it. The Bible teaches that the kingdom of God is here. It's already here. You read in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus says, time has been fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. What's he saying? The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom is here. With the coming of Jesus, the kingdom was here. So in one sense, the kingdom of God is, say it with me,
here.
More than 12 of you. The kingdom of God is
here.
Right. Also, the Bible teaches that the kingdom of God is not yet. Isn't that interesting? The kingdom of God is here, yet the kingdom of God is not yet. And you see it in many passages. I picked out familiar ones. We pray the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. That's not yet, isn't it? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is the will of God being done on earth as the will of God is being accomplished in heaven? No. So the kingdom of God is not yet. Say that. The kingdom of God is
not yet.
Now, as we're teaching today, I'm going to say periodically, the kingdom of God is here and the kingdom of God is not yet. And I want you to supply the here and the not yet, so you have to be alert. The kingdom of God is
here.
The kingdom of God is
not yet.
Now, before we give a clear definition of the kingdom, let's discover what the kingdom of God is not. The kingdom of God is not something that God has built for us. You know that? The kingdom is not something God has built for us. Somebody says, well, I want to be a part of the kingdom of God because God has built the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not built for us. The kingdom of God is vertical. It's this way. It's not built for me and not built for you. The kingdom of God is this way. So God didn't build the kingdom for us. This was a temptation, I believe, of the devil when Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights after his baptism. He went in the wilderness. Satan tempted him three different ways. Now understand something, ladies and gentlemen. Satan tempts you and tempts me at the point of God's purpose for your life and the point of God's purpose for my life. Did you get that? In other words, everybody here has a purpose. Everybody here has a plan of God. If we get in on it, and where Satan brings us down is at the point of purpose. What was the purpose of the life of Jesus? His purpose was to bring the kingdom of God into history. Fulfillment of prophecy. That was his purpose, to bring the kingdom in. And Satan says, hey, you're the Messiah. You have come here to establish your kingdom on this earth. Let me tell you the way to do it. Turn the stone into bread. That was a temptation to feed everybody. Supply everybody's needs and everybody wants. I could build a big following if I stood here and said, let me tell you, I'm going to supply everything you need and everything you'll ever want. Come follow me. I'd get a big crowd, wouldn't I? You would too. That was a temptation. Jesus quoted scripture and said, no, that's not the kingdom. That's not the kind of kingdom I'm going to establish. And then Satan said, well, jump off the pinnacle of the temple and everybody will see you. Hundreds will see you. And they'll say, ooh, what a feat. He's a miracle worker. He's a Superman. And he could keep performing feats and entertain and draw a large crowd around a whole culture of hedonism. Let's just party 24/7. Let's do big, wonderful, marvelous things. I could build a big following. You could build a big following. We could perform miracles and put on a spectacular supersonic circus olay like that. You know, wherever we'd go, man, that would build a following, wouldn't it? We'd almost follow somebody like that who would keep entertainment going. Jesus said no and quoted scripture. And then Satan said, well, if you want to establish a kingdom, establish a political kingdom where you can reign over all the earth with power and might. A military kingdom. That's the kind of kingdom. Then you'll be in control. And Jesus said, no, that's not my kingdom. So see, the idea is that God is building a kingdom for us. Jesus rejected that. Also, the kingdom of God is not the idea that we build the kingdom for God. A lot of Christians have been confused here. We're supposed to build God's kingdom on this earth. We're kingdom folks. First 300 years, the early church, the church was persecuted. And then Constantine came to the throne. He had that vision. And then he said, Christianity is the established religion of all the universe. All the other deities and goddesses and all the other, or they're disenfranchised. Christianity is the faith in which we'll follow. And the Christian must have said, the kingdom of God has come. See? The kingdom of God has come. But the kingdom of God did not come, did it? No. Even though Christianity was legitimized by the political powers of that hour. This has gone all the way through Christian history. John Calvin, probably one of the greatest scholars of all Protestantism, He had the idea that in Geneva, he would set up the kingdom of God and he would build a theocracy. Legalism. This is what you do and this is what you don't do. He said, I am bringing the kingdom of God to pass in Geneva, Switzerland. It was an inglorious tragedy. Though it sounds good. Everybody keep all the Ten Commandments and dot every I and cross every T. It was a tragedy. Even in more recent years, there's a Christian magazine called The Christian Century. It was written with the idea that the latter part of the 19th century and the early part of the 20th century, that the kingdom of God would become America. And some of us still believe that. We think if America falls, there's no hope for the kingdom. Let me tell you something. There are 5 times more Christians in the third world than there are in the Western world today. Did you know that? The kingdom of God isn't the United States of America. And people thought that for a long time. The Christian Century, a magazine written, this the 20th century would be the Christian century. It was not. The idea that we are to build the kingdom for God, or the idea that God is going to build the kingdom for us, that's not a proper view or understanding of the kingdom. We know the Bible says, follow me, the kingdom is good. Now, how do we know that? We look at the scripture and we see there that the kingdom is here based on the fact of signs. Signs of the kingdom. John the Baptist in prison sent word, asked Jesus, is he the Messiah? Is he the one who's going to establish this kingdom? And Jesus sent word to John and said, John, you tell John, the lame are walking, the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, and the dead are being resurrected, and the gospel is being preached to the poor. What did Jesus say? He said, here is these signs of the kingdom. Every time Jesus went around in a hospital, he emptied all the beds. He went to a funeral, and the funeral was destroyed because no one was dead. And he began to give the good news of what God has done for man in Jesus Christ. Is that a big enough sign for you, John, to understand the kingdom is
here?
Also, there are similes of the kingdom. Remember the word simile? I haven't thought of that word in a long time. It's those metaphors that you have. Look at Matthew chapter 13. In the Bible, there are over 40 different parables. Parables. And a parable is a story that Jesus would tell, and he would lay it alongside something so the people understand. It is a simile. He says the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like. And he lists all the different things the kingdom of God is like. What is a parable? What does it mean it is like? It's a little snapshot. Boop. Boop. If I were going to take a picture of this worship gathering here, I may not could get it all in one picture. I would say, this is a part of the worship. Boop. Here's the other part of the worship. Boop. Here's the orchestra. Boop. And that's what Jesus did. He gave these little snapshots so we could understand the different nature of the kingdom, all the different aspects of the kingdom, because the kingdom of God is
here.
That's exactly right. And look at some of the snapshots. 1 and 13, he talks about the soil, the parable of the soil. And he said the seed. The seed is the word of God. The seed is Jesus Christ that's being planted. By the way, you know that's my job. I'm a farmer. That's what I'm called to. I'm called to scatter seed. That's all I do. Did you notice that? I just throw seed out. I just scatter seed. What is that seed? It's supposed to be the truth of God. That's what we're all called to do in the gospel. We are to scatter seed. We're to scatter seed of the truth of God. You say, well, I'm doing it by my life. And some of us have used and have heard someone say, preach the gospel if you have to use words. Now, that sounds good. But it's not accurate. The background of that is, well, I'm preaching the gospel because I'm living a good moral life and you be like I am. Oh, no. The gospel has words. It has content. It calls for a commitment. It revolves around the creation and the fall and the redemption and the resolution of man. Oh, it moves on through. So the gospel has content. And so we are to be proclaimers of this gospel. And a part of it, that's what Jesus did in announcing what the kingdom was like. He said it was like soil. In a field in the day of Jesus, they would have a path that would divide one field from another field. And in this path, people would walk there and the dirt would be beaten and it would be hard as cement. So when the seed would be planted there, it wouldn't grow up. And he explains that. He said, that's a lot of people. Do you meet people and you talk about God and Christ and a new life and the joy that he gives, how he'll clean up their act and give them a fresh new beginning? And they just say, yeah, I don't get that. You see, we can become so hard and so cold that the truth of God, touched even by the Holy Spirit, there's rejection. Jesus said some will respond like that soil to the truth, to the message of the kingdom. He said others, there would be a different kind of soil, and they would have a rock, and over that rock would be a little thin layer of soil, and seed would have that, and that thin layer would be very rich, and the seed would begin to grow, but had no depth. It couldn't get through the rock, and it would die. We see people all like that in the church. You know, they come down and they accept Christ. They have a wonderful beginning. Well, their life is turned around. They have freedom. But about 3 months later, we say, what happened to Billy Bob? Have y'all seen him around lately? You know, what happened to him? Well, you know, he was so excited about the things of God, and he still comes, but he sits way in the side and has his head down. And you see what happened? He was like that thin soil, the seed of God's truth. Boy, it touched a spark in his life, but he doesn't stick around and grow and let the roots go down where he could flourish.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. That's Hebrews 10:25. One of the oldest living things in the world is the sequoia tree. It always grows straight up and has the ability to right itself if it gets tilted by wind or something. And its bark contains an acid that repels the insects and the diseases that destroy most trees. It has wonderful healing qualities. If it is struck by lightning, it can heal itself. And sequoia trees grow in clusters, with their roots intertwined with the roots of other trees, so they can withstand even a strong storm, a hurricane, or a tornado. And that sounds like the fellowship of the church, doesn't it? We come together to worship. We listen to one another. We relate to one another. We laugh together. We share one another's sorrow. We fellowship together. We know one another. And most of all, we grow together as we devote ourselves to the fellowship of the body of Christ, which is the church.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has been a source of encouragement for you, and we'd love to help you anchor your confidence in God's promises by sending you Dr. Young's 5-message series called End Times. There's a lot of confusion in our world about what the future holds. As Christians, far too often we look for confidence in daily headlines instead of trusting God's promises. Dr. Young's 5-message series will help you grow in your assurance of what the Bible says about the future. You'll gain an in-depth understanding of topics such as death, the second coming of Christ, the great judgment, and the promise of heaven. We're excited to send you a copy of End Times as thanks for your gift to help keep The Winning Walk strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy. 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young shares more about your privileges and calling as a citizen in God's kingdom.